Imagine a relationship where equality and respect coexist with passionate desire, where differences between partners create electricity rather than conflict. This is the vision David Daeda presents in Intimate Communion, a relationship framework that has captured everyone from Hollywood couples to spiritual leaders. The book challenges our modern understanding of relationships with a provocative question. What if the equality we fought so hard for is actually dampening the passion we crave? Most relationships naturally evolve through three stages, though our culture only acknowledges two. First come dependence relationships with their rigid gender roles, men providing financially while women manage home and children. Next, we progress to 50-50 relationships based on independence and fairness, dividing responsibilities equally and maintaining separate finances. Yet many couples who achieve this balanced partnership find themselves puzzled when sexual passion diminishes. They've done everything right according to modern standards, yet something essential feels missing. This is where intimate communion emerges, moving beyond both male domination and safe 50-50 partnerships to allow partners to relax deeply into their natural sexual core while maintaining equality and respect. The ultimate pleasure comes not through ownership or safe arrangements, but through open-hearted surrender. In moments of true ecstasy, we die to ourselves in love. This surrender itself becomes our sweetest pleasure. We often confuse three distinct feelings as love, actual love, romance, and sexual polarity. Love isn't something to await. It exists whenever your heart is open. You can practice being love by choosing openness even during painful circumstances. Rather than endlessly examining childhood wounds, we can choose open-hearted intimacy now. Romance emerges from that powerful feeling of oneness with someone new. You feel you've always known each other because you unconsciously recognize qualities from your parents. This explains why romantic relationships eventually disappoint. The magical person transforms into someone who triggers your deepest wounds. Sexual polarity is the magnetic attraction between masculine and feminine energies that fills your body with aliveness. Unlike romance or love, polarity doesn't require familiarity. It's a natural force flowing between opposite energies. Often called chemistry, polarity can be consciously cultivated. Intimate communion uniquely combines these elements, opening our hearts while using sexual polarity to transmit love. Sexual polarity functions like electricity. Opposite poles create flow and attraction, while similar energies diminish it. Masculine and feminine forces exist beyond biological gender. Everyone contains both. Masculine energy is directed and focused. Feminine is flowing and sensory. Even places embody these qualities. Hawaii feels feminine with its lushness, while New York embodies masculine energy with its vertical, goal-oriented nature. Our sexual essence is what we share exclusively with intimate partners, falling on a spectrum from extremely masculine to extremely feminine, with neutral types between. Workshop surveys reveal women typically prioritize presence, intelligence, and direction in men, while men value beauty, sexual openness, and healthy radiance in women. We've confused workplace gender equality with sexual neutralization in relationships. While professional equality matters, applying this neutrality to intimate relationships diminishes passion. Attracting a complementary partner requires expressing your authentic core rather than acquired skills. Your response to masculine and feminine energy indicates which relationship stage you're ready for. In dependence relationships, men are men and women are women, sex and power become confused. One partner typically controls while the other surrenders authentic power. Partners depend on each other for resources and emotional support, often feeling trapped in traditional roles. In 50-50 relationships, safe boundaries and equal expectations, partners prioritize safety and equality. This modern style involves two independent people creating an equitable partnership. While this works for some, many find that pursuing perfect balance suppresses their natural sexual essence, diminishing passion. In intimate communion, I relax into oneness and spontaneously give my deepest gift. Partners give love freely without caution. Their expressions flow directly from their sexual essence without fear. They understand that love is a practice, not something you fall into. Consider Paul and Leah. Initially trapped in conventional roles, they evolved to a healthy 50-50 arrangement with separate finances and traded duties. Despite this equality, both felt unsatisfied until they moved beyond dependency and guarded independence, allowing their unique sexual essences to flow spontaneously. We all search for something. Money, love, companionship, believing we'll finally relax once we attain it. Yet we cannot win. We can only dissolve. In that dissolution, we find what we've truly sought. The masculine searches like a warrior, one-pointed and directional. A man's search evolves through three stages: acquisition, money, sex, power, self-improvement, and finally surrendering self-definition to relax into openness. The feminine principle opens to love, nurturing, life-giving, and sensually joyful. Unlike the goal-oriented masculine warrior cutting through obstacles, the feminine goddess opens doors with love's radiance, her life revolving around giving and receiving love. Through practice, men and women serve each other with their unique energies. A third-stage man offers his woman fearless persistence in truth. A third-stage woman gives her man heart-opening love. Both eventually realize they cannot win what they seek, but instead magnify each other's ability to release illusions and breathe freely in the present. In today's world, both men and women tend to emphasize masculine energy, valuing directional success and conquering over radiance and intuitive connection. This creates a challenge for intimate relationships, as two masculine energies lack the polarity necessary for passionate intimacy. When I'm in a masculine bad mood, feeling burdened, my partner can recognize I need release through her radiance, offering massage, touch, or humor. Often just 5 minutes of this renews me, strengthening our sexual polarity and heart connection. Similarly, when a woman with feminine essence returns from work still in go mode, her partner can become more masculine to polarize her natural feminine essence. By standing confidently while appreciating her feminine qualities, he allows her to relax into her natural sexual essence. To practice polarity, simply allow universal life force to flow between masculine and feminine poles. In intimate communion, we must love, especially when tempted to turn away. Many of us carry childhood habits of punishing others by withdrawing, patterns we still use with partners. When tempted to escape, practice remaining present, relaxing your body, and breathing fully. Love is something given, not received. Our partner isn't our sole source of fulfillment. When not loving, we close ourselves from life's flow and feel empty. Yet when we stop dividing ourselves from life, we discover we're already full and connected. Many fear expressing true desires in lovemaking, fantasizing about wild passion while remaining gentle lovers. When we finally release our inhibitions, our partners often open further. Masculine energy isn't inherently good or bad. What matters is how it's used. Passion flowing from love becomes deep connection. To fulfill our deepest desires, we must embrace what's taboo, craving ego death while fearing actual death, desiring surrender while clinging to independence. We live mediocre lives by fearing what we most desire. By embracing our passion, aggression, and need for surrender, we discover authentic intimacy.